So let's hear the real Christmas story. Turn to Matthew chapter 8, chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1. Because there's nothing that even comes close to the Christmas story. None of those holidays mattered. There's actually one called Boxing Day. I actually thought it was like a real boxing, you know, like in Australia they do like a Boxing Day with the kangaroos or something. I don't know. But it's just called Boxing Day because they send stuff to each other and box to the workers in boxes. I was like, okay, wow, I didn't know that. So I was learning about, I was enriching myself with, you know, with history today. Anyway, Matthew 1 verse 18 says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." So right off the bat here, we see that Jesus isn't just a normal child. Jesus was conceived of the Holy Ghost. Joseph was married to Mary, but God, you know, implanted, you know, formed Jesus in her womb, okay? And he was conceived of the Holy Ghost. So who's Jesus' father? God. Jesus does not have an earthly father, but yet he was born of a woman, which made him a man. Amen. So he's 100% man, and he's 100% God, okay? That's a lot different than Kwanzaa, isn't it?
Right.
I mean, getting back to our roots, our multicultural roots. How's that compare with Jesus? Tell me how a destroyed temple compares with the Lord Jesus Christ, the virgin birth. And it says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, Sam Gipp, Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Yeah, Jesus is his name. It's not Yeshua or what or whatever. People always have all these weird Hebrew roots names, and it's never the same one, right? But Sam Gibb tried to say that his name was supposed to be called Emmanuel, okay? But right here it says, thou shalt call his name Jesus, right? Is there any misinterpreting that at all? He shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. So who is Jesus Christ? God with us. So was Jesus Christ God according to that verse?
Yeah,
he's God with us. He's man, but he's also God.